I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I don't know what to do.
I'm Dad.
I'm never next.
I'm Mom.
Mom and Dad are away.
And
so
Son.
I'm Ryder.
There we go.
Adam and Sam, it's Son. Ryder. I too am their son. And on this episode, as with every episode, we'll do our best to answer your questions. Now, we can't get the card clue from last episode, but Dammit does have a brand new card clue for us.
So, as this was sprung on me, I'm just going to do a very simple one.
That's good.
And say, the card I'm thinking of, it's the top sleeve.
The top sleeve.
Mm, okay. Big fan of how next week there also will not be an answer.
You have no idea how many times there just isn't an answer anyway because Dad's forgotten. So what's the difference really going to be? It'll be truly fine. All right, our first question comes from...
Is there not time for a cup of tea?
It's like she's in the room. The first question comes from Ali on the Gmail. Ali says, "Hi, Bailey family. I'm a recent listener to Bailey Family Circus who decided to give it a go after being a long-time plumbing fam. Jackson is always the plumbing boy who routinely says what I'm thinking, which is delightful as it is concerning. I also think Mom is cute as a button." Oh, how nice.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
"My name is Ali, she, her, and I live in an apartment building above neighbors who for many reasons are terrible and inconsiderate, but the biggest issue is that they smoke a lot of weed indoors, and every time it makes my apartment reek. My husband has knocked on their door a few times about it, now they just hide it from him when they see him. They've had multiple complaints filed with the property manager who has told us their lease will be up in a few months and to just wait it out, but I'm extremely sensitive to smells and often have to move to different rooms of the house, including sleeping on the couch because it makes me so nauseous, I just can't take it anymore. For context, I live in America, a part of America where pot is legal, so they're not breaking any laws." I was like, call the cops! Yeah, but there's no smoking in the apartment. So
call the cops!
Call the landlord.
"Too long, don't read. My neighbors suck, make me sick with their weed fumes all the time. How do I get them to stop? How do I get revenge from Ali?" What do you do?
Fight fire with fire.
Smoke but more you get, weed yourself. So
I don't get it. How does the fumes from one house get into the other house?
Apartments. They live so above.
It must be going up through the
floor. So there's like venting.
It's just
smells right.
Terrible
ventilation.
Coming through. It's great that they hide them. Like, what's happening then? Throwing the bong out the window the moment they come in. Yeah, have you ever been in a situation where you've... Yeah.
Is there a problem that it's the smell or that it's the fumes?
I think it's the smell, because Ali is extremely sensitive to smell, so it makes her feel really sick.
Well, you could try incense then, maybe.
But wouldn't that make
it
her...
drown it out,
though. Yeah, make a nice little mixture.
Cocktail.
Hence why lovely wood smoke mixed with pot.
Hence why I asked if it was the smell or the fumes.
Yeah. No, it's a smell. It's tough that you can't...
But wouldn't the fumes be she's just getting high?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean...
Because fumes and
smell...
Yeah,
if you're hotboxing.
But this is like... entire apartment block. Depends on how much they're smoking.
But what's the difference between fumes and smell if it's just from smoke?
Fumes is kind of like it's overwhelming you. You need oxygen.
No, but I know what Ryder means. What? Where's the high? In what part of the weed is the high?
Well, if you can hotbox, then surely...
What?
What are you talking about?
What kind of question is that?
Where's it
coming? It's the smoke.
The smoke.
Yeah, but that's what's coming through, right?
Yeah, the smoke is what gets you high, though, as well.
Yeah.
But if they have a lot of actual weed,
yeah,
the actual weed might be enough to smell it out.
I wonder if they've got a little grow farm in there.
Hey.
Amazing. No, you couldn't do that. You couldn't do that in an apartment, could you?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But you do it anyway. You can do it anywhere.
Yeah, mate, mate. But it's like, if it's not...
I'm just thinking about the power bill. I feel like it'd overload an apartment.
Naked. Windowsill, it's fine. Sure you're working, Jack? Sorry, how do you go from, they're smoking too much and it's affecting me, to be like, they're probably growing?
I'm just trying to think of avenues. You could call a bus stop.
Where's the smoke coming
from? What you could do is maybe come to a compromise and say like, hey, how about you make edibles.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Or smoke outside. Or smoke outside. Open a window. Like, there's a lot of things you can do.
Just to be like, I'm not trying to ruin your buzz.
Yeah.
I want to be like,
I'm cool.
I'm cool.
Smoking the ganja.
I feel like that might not solve the problem that much, though, because I have been in a room where baked edibles, I'm so sorry that you need to find out that your mom has done this.
But
I have been in a room where edibles have been baked, and it smells really strong.
Yeah, that's true.
Edibles are getting baked. It smells really strong once when you're baking them.
How often are they baking, though, then?
Well,
but if they're stoners, they can't be fucked baking every day.
That's why you make a big batch at the start of the week.
But they'll eat it all. It'll be gone.
That's what I forget. You're like, damn, I'm so hungry. I'll eat this. Oh, it's made me more hungry.
Oh, no, I'm in a terrible munchy loop. What am I to do?
Well, all you're going to do is you want to get, like, a plastic chair.
Yeah.
And so what you want to do is you want to take that downstairs, you knock on the door, you put that down, turn it around, and then you want to sit down on it like backwards so you're like a cool teacher.
Yeah.
And you've got to say like, hey, I don't want to ruin your buzz.
Hey, can we just rap about the ganja?
I'm cool too, kid. And then come to a happy compromise.
I get it. I get sticky it. Green, it's dope.
I thought you were about to say turn the door around, turn the chair around, put it in the door. So they can't get out. Eventually, they'll die.
That's what I was thinking as well. Yeah.
Lock them in there so they get so high that.
But yeah, I don't know. It's like, because again,
well, the problem with any straight up confrontation with them is that they've already done it.
No,
they're hiding the weed.
But that's the thing is, they're hiding it, so they think they're in trouble, which is hilarious.
No, weed is cool.
It feels like they feel like they might be in trouble. So if you go like, hey, we're cool,
get on their level.
Go them puffing a doobie.
Yeah. Bring them some food or something.
We've been thinking about nothing but confrontations.
Yeah.
What about this? What if you went on a little holiday for like a couple months until they left?
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah, you could just go.
Depends if you want to avoid confrontation.
You might want to.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just giving options.
What about, so obviously Ali is having trouble with one sense, smell. And she wants revenge. But
so that's her only problem, basically.
She wants revenge, annoying. But obviously she can't take revenge with other smells. But you could take it with the other senses.
Yes.
Noise.
Yes.
Okay.
Drown out the smell.
Drown out the smell with sound waves. So what you want to do is get real big speakers, put them on the floor, crank up, I don't know, 9-inch nails.
Yeah, absolutely. And when they come over, hide the speakers.
This feels a little bit like cutting off your nose to spite your face.
It is funny to imagine Ali and her partner sitting in the middle of a room like, oh, being like, we fucking got
it. No. Go the other way. So, speakers on the ground.
Yeah.
Play something real calming.
Oh.
Put him to sleep.
Tie him up in bags. Take him beyond city limits. Dump him.
Lock him out like your neighbor's cat when he goes on vacation.
Or take him a bit too far with a kidnapper. But all right. Settle down, boys.
If they're cooked, they're going to be like, what? Did we do this? So and then you're good.
Because you're like whale sounds, Enya, some calming things.
Maybe you're not going far enough, but maybe Jackson is going too far. What if?
Yeah.
What if instead of calming sounds, you wait till it smells the strongest? You put the speakers, put them on the floor, then have a microphone and say into the microphone, hello, this is God.
I was thinking, could you set up a terrible trip for them somehow? Put them in some kind
of spiral? Cut the power. And
absolutely.
I think we're all going too far with Voice of God. What you want to do is put the speakers on the ground and play like hushed whispers. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Paranoia them. Freak them fuck out. Make them chuck their weed away.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
This to be just like...
It's a bad batch.
Yeah. I remember when... So a certain group of us were sitting on the couch.
Sure.
After doing a few things.
Yeah.
And one of them was just like, shut up. And we're like, what? I'm like, what are you guys talking? Can you guys say, like, we're whispering or something? And we all said no and then all laughed about it.
So, so if you pump in whispers into their house, that
they'll move.
Yeah.
I would move.
This seems like a group of people that is very easy to convince their apartment is haunted.
Oh, well, yeah.
If you wanted to go
For some reason, I'm imagining like 8 of them in there.
Yeah, me too.
Not like 2 or 3.
Yeah, I'm imagining like
a horde.
Yeah, like yeah. Whole group of people, you go in and you're like, there's not enough beds in this house. I don't know where everyone's like, sleeping.
What? How old are they that they are trying to hide their weed from their neighbor?
Well, what's curious to me is that it seems like there have been multiple knocks on the door, and it's just now that they're hiding the weed, which is confusing. Because surely if you're just like, hey, I have a very sensitive nose, could you... I don't know. Because you can get those like things where you smoke and it's in like a bag, right?
That's like expensive. And,
that's fair.
But opening a window works.
Open a window. Go. It's cheap. It's and free again, to open a window.
Yeah, and if they're in a state where it's completely legal... They can go and smoke on the balcony.
Yeah, that's true. Or the rooftop or wherever.
Yeah.
I think for Ali, your realistic advice is you're probably just going to have to wait it out. Because it doesn't really seem like your apartment manager is giving you any recourse.
But that's why going nice on people, a holiday is the best option.
You know, yeah,
that's
compromise.
True. Yeah.
I still think whispers.
Yeah. Or you could try and drive them crazy. Yeah, you got a lot of options.
Drive them to the city limits.
Yeah. Get them falling asleep, drive them to the city limits, be like... Wake them up at the city limits and be like, hey, I was just out here anyway and I found you guys. I don't know what you're doing. Drive home. I don't know why I made... No,
they will not
that.
Ask for a lift.
But yeah, look, we wish you the best of luck there.
Yeah, good luck.
All right, our next question, also from the Gmail, comes from Sue Without a Clue. Sue Without a Clue says, hey, Bailey family, I know you've already addressed a similar situation like mine in the past, but I thought I'd still send an email out your way. I've been close friends on and off with two... And on and off roommates with a girl for the past 3 years and we've been in college. Now, not only is she truly a kind and selfless person, but because of her, I found a tight-knit group of close friends and I would do anything for her at this point. During our first semester, she started dating a guy in our group of friends. He ended up breaking it off after a couple of months, but he's still in the friend group and it's been a while since they've dated, but she still has feelings for him. Since he and I have become closer over the years, she occasionally asks me if I have feelings for him. Each time I tell her no, because I know that it will absolutely tear her apart if she knew that I do have feelings for him. Also, I have no idea how her ex feels about me, and I'm afraid that if he knew that I was crushing, he'd start avoiding me. I don't want to lose my close friends, but also don't know what to do with these feelings. Too long didn't read. I have feelings for my best friend's ex, who she's still not over, and I don't know what to do. Please help, Sue Without a Clue.
Just go for it.
Yeah.
You reckon?
I reckon go for it.
You can't...
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just like, again, it seems that they're in college, they're young. It's just like...
In 5 years, she won't even know he exists.
Do you think there's any stigma to be had in the idea of, like, don't date your partner's ex?
Not, like, 2 days later.
Yeah.
But...
Or, like 24 hours. You know, give it some breathing room.
Did they describe what sort of a breakup it was? Was it, like, amicable?
I don't know. Or... Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, if they're still part of the friendship... kind of circle group.
Are they though? Is that what it
says? That's what I kind of gathered from it.
That's what I gathered.
Well, if they're still part of the friendship circle or group, then I guess it's fine. But if they've been exercised from it in any way,
that's true.
I would immediately, even if it wasn't a big deal, if they're not longer part of the friendship group, I would not.
No, I agree with you. I think the nature of the breakup determines if you can dive on it.
Yeah,
because if it's a bad breakup and you're like, I'm diving in, then you're a hyena, you're a scavenger, you're a vulture of love.
The bones, those lovely little love bones. You're like gnawing on,
you're sucking the marrow up. Yeah, but if it's the kind of thing where it's an amicable breakup and you're like, hey, look, hey, that's life. You know, we're going in different directions.
We just didn't work out.
Whatever. But she knows her friend still has feelings for this.
Well, now we have a second set of advice to her friend, which is. How long's it been? Was it several years? Get over it. Come on now. If it's stop holding this guy up on a fucking pedestal.
Did she say how long it's been?
I think it's been several years.
Yeah. Nah.
Don't worry.
You don't worry about it. You think there's never a situation though where
it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, no.
What about your friends? I don't know. I guess it could, but it's also like, if you know that your friend, going back to our relationship for Sue Without a Clue, or advice for her, is that if you know your friend is going to be upset by you, then you've got to make that, you got to weigh up that cost.
But they will get over it.
That is true. If but what
if
they don't?
If they were a good friend, they would.
Well, if they don't, then they have their own things going on.
I think it's, it's a lot of conversations. I feel Sue, you might have to ask your friend to be like, hey.
That's a good idea.
Talk to them first.
I didn't mean to. Unbeknownst to me, I have developed feelings. Due to circumstances, I didn't intend this.
Due to circumstances outside my control sounds like very formal.
due to circumstances outside of my control, me horny for him.
I have fallen in love. None of us wanted this, but this is the situation.
But no, just like, it wasn't intended.
I'm wondering if there's a way you could bring it up in that classic, like, hey, if I, like, I don't. But, like, if I did have feelings for him.
Just chucking this out here.
Yeah, just like whatever. Let's have a play a crazy game called.
Could you write an anonymous letter?
Say.
Why did I ever marry you?
Be nice.
I'm taking my shirt off.
Yay! It's the only dad thing Zaman hasn't done is built a little card for.
Yeah, he needs a deck of cards.
You need to interrupt halfway through with a fully formed card fort that I haven't noticed until now, or a brand new game based around stacking cards.
Or we all suddenly go, oh,
because I fell down. Absolutely. Well, okay, so say you're writing this anonymous note.
To who and from who?
Yeah, what does it say?
Well, you're writing it to your friend who has the axe.
Yeah.
And maybe you're, if you don't say, you just say that you're a member of the friendship group.
Concerned citizen.
Concerned friendship group.
Sign
no, actually,
X.
Maybe you don't even ask, maybe you just ask. In a letter, just how they feel about the person.
is it handwritten? This is the vaguest note.
What's the girl's name?
Sue Without a Clue.
Sue. So you're right. This isn't Sue, but
from not Sue. You could go to quite a few, because I reckon my friend's handwriting, I could get a gauge for it. I kind of know Zamet's chicken scratch and Adam's. Yeah, your handwriting's pretty good. But
Adam's chicken scratch. My chicken scratch.
Zoe's chicken scratch. But
are you sure you haven't just been reading one person's handwriting?
Sure, I haven't just been looking at the scratches of a chicken. But, like, is it worthwhile, if you're going to go the anonymous note route, to pay someone to write the note in a brand new handwriting? How...
First
much
off, get like a fancy calligraphy. Ye olde times.
So you've given the letter.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah, how are you getting the letter there?
Well, you could put it in their mailbox.
That's
no,
true.
No, no,
how
I mean,
are
how
you
going to
get the reply? Yeah.
How do you get a response? That's a good... you just say, put your response in this letterbox and I will collect it.
Whose letterbox?
The letterbox of the person.
They'll be watching Sue Without a Clue.
They'll be like, why is Sue Without a Clue coming to my letterbox? Is it, as I suspect, her note? Oh, yes, it is.
But you said it wasn't Sue.
Said it wasn't Sue.
What is going on?
Maybe she must be delivering it to that person.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I guess you could also approach the ex and be like, and do that first. Be like, I have feelings for you, but I don't want to hurt my friend.
Mm. So if the ex and the girl, not Sue, the other girl, the ex as well, don't, like, how's their relationship? Because if they're not talking anymore or in a bit of a weird way, then... If Sue can just talk to him and he won't, she'll never know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean? Yeah, that's true.
Like she can get a gist of what he's feeling without having to let her know that she told him.
I want to recheck that email to see if they're still part of the same group.
It just feels like there's a lot of like moving parts and it kind of all...
He broke it off. Okay. So he ended the relationship.
So he broke
but
it off.
But he's still in the friend group.
So it was fine.
Yeah.
And
but nothing,
how long have
nothing
they
about
been?
Those two, their relationship currently?
Well,
like, do they chat?
She
are they friends?
She asks Sue if she's got feelings for the boyfriend.
So she suspects.
She's suspicious. She can see it.
Yeah. It's already over.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. So there's two things here because she doesn't know. Sue doesn't know if the boy also likes her.
That's true.
So, and then to be like, hey,
you could be like, hey, I think I have feelings for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Go that like route. Or not even commit. Like,
but it's so, here's the tricky thing, is that Sue's already told a friend she doesn't have feelings for him.
I didn't then. Oh, how long ago? Because I didn't then, but now.
Yeah, that's true.
But
like,
blame it on her.
Yeah.
To be like, but now, I didn't before, but
since you kept bringing it up.
You mentioned it. You put it in my brain. You inceptioned me.
Yeah.
So really,
maybe
that's on you.
I don't have feelings for him and you should, yeah. Stop
telling
me.
Don't trick your friends.
Gaslight your friends.
If you don't want to do any of this, give it 6 months.
Yeah, that's,
if you still have the feelings, they're still, just go for it and, you know, see how it goes.
Because you never know. You wait 6 months, you might be like, wow, why was that ever something I considered?
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be 3 months and you'll probably know.
Yeah. Mm.
Although she says that they've become closer over the years. So, I mean, if it's still there.
This is the thing. It's kind of like your friend broke up or the relationship split like a couple years ago.
Mm.
I think you need to tell your friend to get over it.
Yeah,
I think you probably should try and get your friend like a bit of help there. Maybe your friend needs to go to therapy. Holding a torch for that many years?
That's a while. That's a while. We don't have an exact timeline, but that seems like a while.
I
say go for it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think the heart wants what the heart wants. My advice on Bailey Family Circus is always like, just dive in.
Yeah.
Deal with the consequences rather than take precautions.
Exactly. Go with it. See what happens. What's the worst? What is the worst that's going to happen? They're going to say either, like I said, the boy's going to be like, no, I don't have feelings. And, well, you already weren't dating.
Yeah, exactly.
And so what? And your friend's going to be like, oh, that's annoying that you did have feelings, but nice conversation there.
We're back to square one, so it's no big deal. Yeah. Anybody have any other
advice? Well, I just thought of something.
Yeah.
Go to the boy and be like,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you have feelings for me? I heard a rumor that you have feelings for me. He says, no, done, over. She never knows. He says, yes. You say, you go to your friend and say, well, he came on to me. He's like, you know, loves me.
That's
I may as well love him back.
Clever. That's, there you go. We were ignoring the boyfriend or the ex's, like, part in all this, but that opens up a whole new avenue of possibilities. Mm. Even asking him, do you still have feelings for her?
Yeah.
And if he's like, oh, no, not really, then you can go to your friend and you're like, I spoke to him. No, that's weird.
No, you'd be like, do you have feelings for, your ex? He's like, of course not. It's like, I've heard that you might have, there's a rumor going around that you have, you know, you're crushing on someone within the group. And then he's like, what? And depending how coy he is. And then if he's like, yeah, I do, and says a different name, you know to quickly cut and run.
And it's over.
Yeah. But it's just like they're actively coy.
Yeah.
And then maybe
you're in. Just,
yeah.
But I think always go for it.
100%.
I hope it works out for you. I hope that we don't get an email in like a month where you're like, well, thank you, Bailey Family Circus.
I need to find a new friendship group. Yeah.
You've fractured everything. I have no one.
After ruining a friendship group, how do I get another one?
I listened to it, the terrible advice of a podcast.
I would say, just on that topic of the terrible advice of a podcast, just be upfront. Do not attempt to trick your friends.
Adam is right there. And it legally, I'm assuming that helps us out a lot.
Don't call your mother by her first name.
I'm so sorry. Mom is right. Oh, and at some point, Dad's cards fell down. I didn't see it, but I just turned over and he's rebuilding. So I have to assume things went wrong.
Sure did.
All right, our last question comes from All I Want for Discord on the Discord. They say, "Hey, Bailey family, I'm having commute issues and I'm hoping you all can chip in with your opinion. Sam, he, him pronouns, 22 years old, Southwest England. I recently started back at a job which I quit 6 months ago because the commute was too far. Now I'm back and it's still very far, but I have a couple of options on how to get there, but I can't choose. If I get a train, it's about £200 a month for a season ticket. And to get a train, I have to wake up at 6 and get home around 6:30. This is what I'm used to, so it's okay. The days are a little long and it's a bit expensive, but the job pays pretty well compared to anything in my town. Now, there's also a bus alternative, which I tried for the first time yesterday. I had to wake up at 5 a.m., didn't get home until 7:30 p.m., but it only cost me 30 quid a week, so I'm saving around 80 quid a month in travel, but my days are at least 2 hours longer. Another added benefit of the train is it's got gorgeous views of both sunrise and sunset over the oceans, river, and farmland. We'll include pics if desired. We would love them. Thank
you.
Mm. So those are my two options that I'm wrestling with every day as I drag myself out of bed at 5. For rider, too long didn't read, do I get the cheaper and longer commute home by bus or the shorter, more expensive commute by train? How much is time worth? Love the show and hope to hear it.
I really needed that little bit today.
I can tell.
I love the train, so I always go train.
But 200 quid a month, that's...
How much quid is he saving? 80
that's
quid?
That's probably like $500 as well.
$500 a month?
Is he...
Did he say 80 quid a month he's saving?
Yes.
Or 80 quid a week.
A week, yeah.
80 quid a week.
By going by bus. Yeah, hang on, let me double check that.
Because like, if it's 80 quid a month...
I'm working out right now how much...
If you're saving only 80 quid a month, whatever. Take the train. Yeah. My lord. Shut up.
Yeah, 80 quid a month in travel.
Oh, yeah, no.
Taking the bus.
All right, if you... So, that money that you save every month, you are... If that money that you saved were a monthly job, you would be being paid... 0.75 quid an hour. Take the train.
Yeah,
take
absolutely.
The train, you maniac. If it was $80 a day, $80 a week,
maybe.
Because that'll add up. But no, if it's $80 over a month, and you're adding, 2 hours every day?
Waking up at... There is nothing in life. What's Ryder's face? Why? What's upset?
Well, I'm thinking about why public transport's so expensive, but then I realise it must be some type of regional...
It's just expensive in the UK.
Yeah, it's
just
crazy. It's just insane.
However, their trains run... I don't know if they run on time, but there's a lot of them.
And the
public transport is much better than Melbourne. Melbourne's is art.
I've used both pretty extensively, and I much prefer Melbourne's.
Really?
Yes.
You absolutely. Insane man.
It is way more frequent in Melbourne, and it's way less packed in Melbourne.
It's just not.
It's just not humane here.
It's
very clean in Melbourne.
Yes, that's true.
Well, it's pretty clean in
New
York
UK.
Early this year, and they're filthy.
Disgusting.
Again, getting across town in London on public transport is so much easier than getting across town in...
Insanity.
If I got to go to, say, I don't know, Mernda, to, say, Ringwood.
Yeah.
How do I do that?
Yeah.
Train into the city, train out of the city.
Yeah, sick. Good.
Horrible. Yeah, I hate doing that.
Got to go in then
it
out.
It needs to
Fantastic.
Be a spider web.
Yeah, he's
you want to navigate the spaghetti ball that is London.
Look, I have happily been like the spaghetti ball of London. The tube map is ridiculous and it's insane, but I've come around because it does. Once you work it all out, it makes a lot of sense.
What about for pleasure? No. Do you prefer a train or a bus?
Ah, train.
I think there's a place for both.
Yeah. Oh, I say bus.
Unless if you're right at the back of the bus and there's
cool
not many
guys.
People on the bus. But otherwise, train.
Do you remember the first time you got to sit at the back of the bus or were you always back of the bus boys?
I was mostly back of the bus boy.
Ah, that's
I never really
just
cared.
Never.
I was just a bus. I'll sit wherever I want as long as I got a window seat.
I think I was middle of the bus.
I think I went to the back of the bus as you do in high school because you're a cool kid. And so I was like, no, power move. Front of the bus.
Right next to the bus driver,
remain there.
I think
next to teacher. Yeah.
Back to where the cool kids sit, but all the action happens during the middle. That's where things happen.
That's
the teacher
where the
gets up.
On a trip to camp or whatever, nobody's talking about what happened at the back of the bus. It's insular. But in the middle, that's kind of like the middle class. That's the free play area.
However, but with the back, you have the whole view of everything.
Yeah, you're what you can observe.
That's true. Like a king in his castle, you can watch the whole bus.
Especially like back middle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back right down the aisle.
That's the perfect position. Then that's which, truly the king of the bus.
It always confused me why that position was never taken by teacher. Surely that would be the best one.
Because then they'd have cool kids on either side of them.
They'd have cool kids on either side and also be able to like see the everyone doing whatever.
Yeah, but
whatever.
They'd be scared of the cool kids. I get that. Yeah. That's you got to pay attention to your left and right.
That'd be a good power move by the teacher because it's not cool anymore, is it? Especially it's the back of the bus with the teacher there.
Teacher gets their army of wiener kids and moves to the back of the bus.
Nice.
And then all the cool kids are like, they've wienered up the back seat. I guess we'll take the front. That's bad cool kids are by the bus driver.
Yeah, they don't like
I see the math here. This is the farmer with his... You know, fox, cabbage, and goose, but within a bus. But I like, right, tell me if this memory is real or not. Did we travel through Spain on a bus?
Yeah, yeah. And I had a horrible eye infection.
Well, I remember quite liking it. Looking out the window and being like, this is such a pretty way to travel. That I don't know, it's a bit different to when you're with a train. I don't think one's better or one's worse. I think they've both got their own sort of je ne sais quoi, if you know what I mean. Yeah,
I do much prefer the train. Like, I've done, like, the train to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
The trains, like, from London to Edinburgh and London to Paris. Mm. Both absolutely beautiful.
I think, did you have sleeper cars?
No.
Because we had sleeper cars.
How good are sleeper cars?
Did he?
No, what?
Oh,
what
I you think I Aaron said? Got sleeper
no,
cars.
No, I said, how good are sleeper cars?
Incredible.
Yeah. I was four at the time, but I remember it like that.
Although, remember the train from Melbourne to Sydney?
That was bad.
Was that a
maybe
sit-up?
I hate trains.
Yeah, that was
could you lean your chairs back at all?
No, not at all.
And it was so hot. And
how long did it take?
Too long.
Like a night. Like literally, like 12
hours. 11 hours.
Basically, the flight to London.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It was awful. It was so, I don't know why we did it. We were so sore. There was no food. Oh, no, there was food. But there was food.
Yeah.
You had to go to
Because when we planned the trip, we were like, we could take the plane or we could get first class ticket on a train. And everyone was like, first class like in Harry Potter. And we did no research.
So
first,
what was it?
It meant like
imagine just a normal train.
Yeah, it was
that
just that.
For 12 hours.
So what were the worst? What were the lower classes?
A little bit extra, like less leg room?
Yeah, I think we got a little more arm room and a little more leg room, but not like enough that you'd notice.
And we were maybe closer to the canteen.
Yeah.
That was only open in certain times.
Because we stop at like these country towns in the middle of nowhere. I always thought it would be so funny if when we stopped at a country town, I just got off and everybody... Going to Sydney for a tour, leaving and looking out the window as I'm just waving from the station. It's like, Jackson, no, bye-bye. My highlight of that entire train trip is that there was a massive cicada in the canteen at about 4 a.m.
In the train?
Yeah, that me and Joel Dusha went in and there was like a lot of commotion because everyone was like, we got to get the cicada out. And we were like, that was the best thing of this entire train trip.
Was it making noise?
Yeah, it was really noisy and it was terrifying everyone. It was great.
Also, there's no power like sockets or anything like that. So nothing even like the USB plug-in. So you can't do that. And weirdly, no reception.
Yeah. TV?
Nah.
Right.
It was
you just sat
dull
there.
And boring.
You just sat there
never
for 11
again.
Hours.
And no, did you bring a...
my phone?
What are they called? You know, power bank?
No, I don't think so.
I might have, but like...
We had one between like five of us.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad.
I have trouble believing I did not bring my own.
Yeah, I think you were okay. From memory, you just put on your like...
You had your laptop and you watched movies until your laptop died.
Yeah, that's right.
That's classic me.
But yeah, look, I think when it comes to whether you pick the train or the bus, I don't think there's really anything in this life worth getting up at 5 a.m.
Yeah, no. This is a simple math equation. You take the train, you're saving $80 and you're adding 2 hours a day. So 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
Is that worth 80 quid?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So what?
Do you mean 10 hours a month?
Yeah.
No.
No? What
10 you hours saying? A week, sorry.
10 hours a week. 10 hours a day. Yeah. Yes. You're not sleeping.
So that's the bus is longer and.
Yeah.
It's longer, an hour.
But less costly?
Yeah. A little bit cheaper, but not really in any way that means
it's
anything.
It's an hour there and an hour back he adds onto it. Yeah.
What are you going to do? Yeah.
It's like so again, 80 it's 20 quid. It's 20 quid a week.
It's a job. It's as if you were working a job that paid you 75 pence. Is that? Yeah. 75 pence an hour.
Yeah. Would you, if somebody was like, so how much is that a day that they're spending? It's $20 a week. Yeah. How much is that a day?
$4.
So if when you woke up at 5 a.m., someone was like, I will let you sleep in for 2 more hours for $4.
Every
would
day.
Would you take that equation?
And also you'll get home earlier.
Yeah.
for $4, like for $4 a day. Yes.
Whiskey,
yes.
What are you doing? Sorry, Whiskey, our dog, is in the studio and he keeps jumping up. He jumps up on Ryder. Ryder pushes him away. Whiskey has assumed it's a game. It is not. He's learned. I think, though, if somebody wanted to rob me blind, they could wait till I woke up and ask me for money.
Of course. The amount of times Dad used to just tell you things and you'd lie to him and make up stories.
I always remember once I needed to get to uni, I think, and I woke up at like midday and I was like, why? What has happened? And I called Mum and Dad because I was like, hey, in the morning, because can you wake me up? Because I'm not going to. And then I called them and I was like, hey, what happened this morning? And they were like, you told us you didn't have uni. So in my sleep, like I was not conscious of it. They were
you
like,
You lied to us.
I lied to my parents. It's crazy. Sleep Jackson was like this. I'm taking over for this particular interaction and I'm deciding we're sleeping. Yeah. It was scary that moment because I'm like, I can't trust myself when I'm asleep.
My favorite story of yours is when you used to work at the shop and you had to get up at like 5 a.m. or whatever. Yeah. So you couldn't sleep in your own bed.
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
You had to go and sleep on the couch upstairs.
Yeah, because if I slept in my own bed, I would sleep in, but on the couch I was just uncomfortable enough that when I woke up I was ready for work. Yeah, before my sleeping pattern righted itself, I was truly a nightmare. I remember I've had friends kick me in the head.
Yeah.
Full on kick me in the forehead and I've not woken up.
Really?
Yeah.
I stepped on you once.
Yeah, you've stepped.
You
didn't
notice.
Multiple people.
JD basically like clotheslined you in your sleep because he fell over and
nary a peep.
Fell over in his sleep.
No, he fell over in Jackson's sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look, this is pretty simple. Take the train.
Yeah, no.
It's better. It's more comfortable.
Scenic. Send us some photos.
You're not going to get car sick. You'll be fine. Yeah.
You're probably also giving yourself years by not getting up that early.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Extra stress and worry and lack of sleep.
Just for your own comfort, man. Yeah, take the train.
100%.
Before we leave, Zamet, can we get that card clue one more time? Sorry, before we leave, Dad, can we get that card clue one more time?
Top sleeve.
It's top crazy sleeve. For Dad to be so cognizant and remember the card clue. It's crazy to be like, Dad, if you got the card clue, and for him not to be like,
What was it again?
And if you've got any questions you'd like us to answer, please email us at baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com or message us on the Discord or wherever you know we'll see it. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Dad. Mom.
I've been Dad.
I've been Ryder.
So long. Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.